Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Terrell. How can I help you?
Yes, what's the name of this company that I'm talking to? Hello? Hello, listen to you. Hello? I need you here to talk to me. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
Yes, sir. We are a third-party call center that services over 700 products.
Well, I had a charge on my credit card that has this associated with this telephone number.
Yes, sir. No problem. Yes, sir. No problem. Could you tell me the zip code, please?
Okay. You're going to have to bear with me for a moment. I'm partially deaf. Let me get my wife. Just bear with me.
No problem, sir.
Kathleen?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Kathleen? Are you here? Oh. Okay, I got him on the phone, but I can't understand him. So let me put this on speakerphone.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Could you please tell me your zip code?
I'm calling because I got a credit card debit on my credit card, and I don't remember making any purchases.
No problem, sir. Could you tell me your zip code, please?
Okay. You're going to have to bear with me for a second.
Yes, sir, no problem.
Okay, how about now? Can you speak to me now?
Yes, sir. Do you have that zip code? Can I have that zip code, please?
22514.
22514?
No, the zip code is 32514.
Okay, 32514.
Yes.
All right. And what would that first and last name be?
Edward Snodgrass. What company is this, sir?
Man, we are a third-party call center that services over 700 products.
Okay.
I wouldn't really be able to tell you what you're being charged with. I was able to pull up an account. Could you tell me how to spell that last name?
Snodgrass.
All right, just hold one moment for me. Yes, how much was that charge exactly?
I can't. Please repeat.
I was saying, how much was that charge exactly?
$56.95.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
May not be able to hear you.
Yes, So we clearly don't have any accounts with the name Snodgrass on it. Could there possibly be another name for it?
No. Maybe Gilmore. Yeah, maybe Gilmore.
Gilmore.
I don't even know where. What is this place? What is Savings Depot? I have no idea. And you say you're a third party? So.
Yes, ma'am. Would you happen to know a Kathleen?
Yes.
Who might that be?
Me.
All right, Miss Gilmore, could you please verify your shipping address?
32514.
I said your shipping address, ma'am.
Shipping address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 10408 Pine Hill Terrace, Pensacola, Florida.
All right, hold on for one moment as I access the account.
It doesn't look like a phone number.
Yes, ma'am. So it says that on the 29th of January, you purchased a smartwatch offline?
No. Now, I will tell you, I got a offer from Verizon saying I was a good customer and I could get a smartwatch. All I had to do was pay for shipping. So I did pay for the shipping, and I got the watch quite some time ago. Haven't used it, but no, I did not pay for a watch. I was not supposed to pay for a watch.
Yes, ma'am. So after paying the shipping and handling, the watch was a welcoming gift for our Factor Direct Savings Club, which you are charged every month for. Which you are charged every month for being a member, and you will receive a gift card and your email address for the gift card to be used at our Best Consumers Gadget Club, which is our online web store.
Okay, I didn't agree or sign up for any of that, so we need to stop that.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. I can't get that canceled from future charges made.
Now, how many times was I charged for that?
Yes, ma'am. You were charged since the initial payment went through on the 29th of January.
29th of January. Okay. And then was I charged again?
Yes, ma'am. You were charged every month since the 29th of January.
Oh, what a scam is this? This is ridiculous. Okay, so how do I get that removed?
Well, I can get the account canceled, and I can only refund you 35% of the first of the most recent charge, ma'am.
Okay, so who is the company that sent me the watch and billed me?
They were, hold on one moment, they were. HattersOnlineDiscountSource.com.
Okay, would you spell that first word, please?
Hot, H-O-T, test, like taking the test, T-E-S-T.
H-O-T, T-S-T?
T-E-S-T.
Hot.
Yes, ma'am, HattersOnlineDiscountSource.com. Source.
Okay. And how do I get a hold of them?
You would use that number, you use that name for the email address, and you can email them at support at that name.
Okay. Is there a phone number?
Yes, ma'am. Would you look? That is 855-474-4710.
Okay, let me give that back to you. 855-474-4710.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Okay. So, if I got this right, I was charged $56.95 in January, February, March, April, and May?
Yes, ma'am.
And how did your party get involved with all of this?
Because we are a third-party call center that services over 700 products, ma'am.
You're a third-party call center. Okay. Okay, so who do you suggest I address this with? Because the email that I got promoting it through Verizon said I would just pay the shipping and handling. I wasn't going to be joining any $56.95 a month club. So who is my beef with? Is it Verizon? Is it the hottest online discount source?
To be completely honest with you, ma'am, I wouldn't really know who you should be directed with, because we just really handle the charges after they're made.
Okay. And do you know what recourse I have for getting this refunded to me?
Yes, ma'am, I can only issue a 35% refund. I am sorry, and we all do follow the same protocol.
Okay, 35% refund on the total, or?
The most recent month.
And what would that be? Was that today? Is that May yet or April?
That would be May, ma'am. And that will be, hold for one moment. 1993.
That would be my refund?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and how do I stop this?
I've already issued you a cancellation, so you won't be charged past today, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And your name is?
Terrell, ma'am.
Terrell. Okay. You can't give me your last name, Terrell?
Smith.
Is it really, Terrell?
It really is.
Okay. All right.
Anything else I need to know?
Is there anything else I need to know to correct this situation?
No, ma'am. Your account has been canceled. I have issued your 35% refund for this month back to your account. Would you like a cancellation number?
Well, you canceled my account, so how will it go back to my account?
Because I refunded the $19.93 that you didn't pay for. I shot off the refund before I canceled the account, ma'am.
Okay, so how did you get the refund to me? Did you put it back on my credit card?
Yes, ma'am. It should be there in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I'm a little uncomfortable with, I guess my credit card number is just out there. I mean, I don't know who your company is because you won't disclose that to me. And you have my credit card account and my husband's.
Ma'am, the only thing, we really don't have access to your credit card, and we would also be persecuted if we were to even remotely know the entire number. So we really do not have the information to your credit card.
Okay, well, how did you refund my credit card then?
We do have your card on file, but we do not have the entire information of your card, if that makes sense.
Sort of. Okay. All right, Terrell, I guess that's it for now.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.